Dit is allemaal dat we reizen in die speciale van TWL, die voor Dr. Tahir Mohamed Day of Service. January 23rd, 2013, patient name. Dolores McCain. Dolores, space McCain. Date of birth 03-211956, primary care physician Dr. Harold. Please copy the information from page 1 of September 12, 2012. Appear in this paragraph. Cardiology and non-sporograph is a full visit. Follow up next paragraph because we have the pleasure of seeing Miss McCain, our cardiologist today, as you know, she's a very pleasant 56-year-old African American lady with past markers significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, non-obstructive peripheral arterial disease, status post peripheral angiogram done in September 2011. PH is also known case of coronary disease, status post multiple PCI with history of a 2.5 by 40 millimeter drug eluting stent and another 2.5 by 12 millimeter drug eluting stent in the LAD in 2009. She underwent PTCA of the PDA in 2010. Most recent left heart catheterization done in March of 2012 showed non-obstructive coronary disease, period. She's now currently there for a follow-up visit, period. Next paragraph. On day visit, she said that she's relatively well under her work state of health. The patient is undergoing a gynecological surgery, and she's now currently there for a follow-up visit as well as for cardiac clearance. The patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, disease upon exertion, atopic pain, denies any lower extremity, demons, can cause change of varicose visit, internal claudication, denies any palpitation, denies any specific cervical attacks, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, number one, hypertension, next number, hyperlipidemia, next number, diabetes, mellitus, next number, non-obstructive for arterial disease, next number, coronary disease with history of two stents in the LAD and PTCA of the PDA, period. Next paragraph, past surgical history, past surgical history, non-contributory, period. Next paragraph, allergies, patient is non-contributory drug allergies, period. Next paragraph, number one, period. Next paragraph, current medication, number one, aspirin 325 milligrams once a day, next number, Plavix 75 milligrams once a day, next number, Lasix 20 milligrams once a day, next number, gabapentin 600 milligrams four times a day, next number, metoprolol 50 milligrams twice a day, next number, Actos 30 milligrams once a day, next number, Losartan 100 milligrams once a day, next number, Humalog insulin, next number, Imdur 120 milligrams once a day, next number, Pristic, PRISTIQ 50 milligrams once a day, next number, Xanax 0.25 milligrams once a day, next number, Folic acid 1 milligrams once a day, next number, Simvastatin 20 milligrams once a day, next number, Lisinopril 5 milligrams once a day, next number, Renexa 500 milligrams twice a day, next number, Sublingual nitroglycerin, next number, period. Next program, social history patient is an active smoker. She smokes 4 cigarettes a day. She denies an alcoholist drug use. Penis program, family history and contributory. Penis program, physical examination. Of Alexander Lopushin Davis, it was 101 over 73, pulse 68, between 20 minutes, weighs 207 pounds, height 5 feet, 2 inches and a half. Please come along to the physical examination. Period. Next paragraph. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic test. Please copy all the diagnostic tests from page 2 only of September 12, 2012. And period. Next paragraph. EKG done on December. In today's visit, showed a ventricular rate of 75 beats per minute, normal sinus rhythm, normal axis. T wave inversion in leads V1 to V4. Period. Next paragraph. Paragraph. Assessment plan. Number one, cardiac clearance. The patient is undergoing gynecological surgery under GA. The patient is known case of coronary disease with history of two stents in the LAD and PTC to the PDA. As a part of her preoperative evaluation, we recommend to perform a myocardial perfusion stress test in order to exclude any new reversible ischemia and to verify the perfusion in the LAD and PDA territories. Period will follow up with adjustment as soon as they are available, and she will be granted the cardiac clearance accordingly. Penis paragraph, coronary disease. The patient has a history of coronary disease, multiple PCI. She had a history of 2.5 by 14 millimeter and another 2.5 by 12 millimeter drug eluting stents in the LAD in 2009. She underwent PTCA of the PDA in 2010. Most recent cardiac catheterization done in March of 2012 showed non-obstructive coronary disease. The patient is currently chest pain-free, denies any shortness of breath. However, she is undergoing a major gynecological surgery. As a part of her preoperative evaluation, we're going to perform a myocardial perfusion stress test. Period. As of March of 2012, her EF was 55%, which is well preserved. She is continuing the same medication. We'll continue to monitor. Penis program, hypertension. Blood pressure is well controlled. It's 101 over 73. She's to continue the same medication regime. We'll continue to monitor. Penis program, hyperlipidemia. She's to follow up with the primary care physician for lipid profile testing and frequent LFTs. Penis program, diabetes mellitus. She's to follow up with the primary care physician for triglyceride control and decubitation frequency below 7%. Period. Next paragraph. Peripheral artery disease. The patient is status post peripheral angiography that was done in 2011. That showed no evidence of PAD. She's asymptomatic, continue the same measures, PNS program. Thank you much for responsible in the care of Ms. McKenna for the Bahama Virtual Protocol. Any questions as I will see back in the clinic in 6 weeks or 77 in the meanwhile, she's developed the program, regularly. PNS program, thank you for the HMD, special, and the WL, and the Dr. Tahir Mohammed, the positive, and the dictation. Thank you.